Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com honoring Brian Dennison being inducted into the Mercer County High School Hall of Fame class of 2022. And we're talking to new dad Tanner Matlick, and he's holding his child as we do this interview. So we got to love that. I know Coach Dennison would like that too, because it's all about family. I remember Tanner Matlick when Mercer County came back with that state title in 2012. Brian Dennison spoke that day. And he told the story that when practice started, he kind of knew something special was going to happen in 2012. And it did happen in 2012. Do you remember that?
Yeah. It was, so we all had kind of anticipation going into that season on what it could end up being for us. We knew we were a talented squad, a good coaching staff, and had some success the season before. So there was a lot of anticipation going into that year, and I think all the coaching staff, including Coach Dennison, did a great job of putting all the players in position to succeed. So, it was a good start to the season and kind of good preparation in the summer going into that season. They had us prepared for sure.
All right, so tell us about your line of communication. He was the offensive coordinator. You were the quarterback. I asked this a little bit about – I spoke with Spencer Wood, who played quarterback as well after you. So what was that, you know, communication like between you and him?
Yeah, it was super open. You know, I mean, sophomore year, it was a lot of Brian, you know, telling me how to do things specifically, and really not, I didn't have a lot of input when I was a sophomore, but when I was a junior and senior, that communication really evolved into a open line of communication. You know, I remember pregame, he would always ask me what felt good in practice this week. What are your favorite schemes going into this game against certain teams? So there was definitely that open dialogue, and that's really good to have between any quarterback and the quarterback coach or offensive coordinator. And he did a good job kind of giving myself, I know he did it with Spencer as well, giving us the reins to the offense and really valuing our input and asking us what we were seeing out there on the field. He was really good on that front when it comes to communicating and letting the players really tell him what they were seeing, what they were feeling. So I really appreciated that about Coach Dennison.
Yeah, and he's gone far too early in his life. But I tell people, too, that when you burn so brightly with emotion, unfortunately, sometimes those type of people don't get to stay with us long enough, because his emotions were always out there, I thought, if you were close to the program and close to what he did, because he could be mad. He could be so excited. His humor and his wit was so good. You know, I just think of some of the things that he would say over the years that were so funny in the heat of the moment. And his wit to me was so good. But is there anything that when you look back that he, I guess that you look back now and say, man, that was really funny when he said that? Because I know there had to be so many moments like that when I've stood there, you know, on the sideline when my son played. I was down there close for 2 years, and I heard some of the things he would say. It's so hilarious. And then I heard some of the legendary quips he would make during film sessions were just spot on hilarious. Oh, yeah. Is there anything that really stands out for you?
So the one, I guess, funny memory I would say I have of Coach Dennison is we were at practice, and he was always, you know, very particular about offensive line play, and he was really close with those guys because that's kind of what he did at North Central. You know, he was an offensive defensive lineman throughout his playing days, so he was really hard on those guys. And it was I think it might have been in playoff practice even. So we were in the huddle, Coach Dennison's talking to the offensive line. All of a sudden, he whips his phone out and he's got it out in front of his face, and I don't know if he's checking the weather or what he's doing, but Brandon Schroeder, one of our offensive linemen at the time, he looked at the camera side of Coach Dennison's phone, smiled, and gave him two thumbs up. And Coach Dennison kind of peeked around his phone and said, "What are you doing?" Just kind of with, you know, the Coach Dennison tone that he took sometimes. Yeah. And Schroeder said, "Well, I thought you were taking a picture of me." And he's like, "No, I wasn't taking a picture of you." So, yeah, that was a funny moment. There's so many good memories of Coach Dennison, just how passionate he was about the game, how witty he was. I was talking to Rusty Ruggles earlier in the week. I think he's doing a podcast, throwing it together for Coach Dennison's memorial or the week of. But one funny story I have about how passionate he was about offensive and you know, defensive line play. We were in an inside run segment. We couldn't get the run play right. Coach Dennison's just chewing him up and down. He finally blows a whistle. He said, "We're done." Goes to kick an orange cone that you see on the ground, you know, for drills. Swing and a miss. Chucks his sunglasses all the way over to the press box. And then as him and I were walking down to the field, he's like, "Man, I really shouldn't have kicked that cone. I think I did something to my knee." So just those conversations that we've had over the years really are ingrained in my mind. Just the happy memories of Coach Dennison along the way when he was coaching me back in high school. So
yeah. All right. Your daughter liked that story too, I can tell.
Yeah, she's over in her pack and play, squawking it up.
All right. So, you know, the other thing I think about from a coaching standpoint, it's so subjective and it can be so challenging to coach, especially football in this school district where the expectations always seem to be so high. And especially when you're, you know, like the offensive coordinator, it'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, if there's an incomplete pass, you need to run the ball more, you know, or if there's a run play that doesn't work, you need to throw the ball more, you know, things like that. And I would always chuckle, you know, well, yeah, it's easy to say that now once the play is over. But I always thought Brian handled that like such a champ. And I really don't think any of that stuff bothered him, but you have to have thick skin when you coach. And I thought Brian had thick skin too. And his resume speaks for itself too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think he ever let any of that stuff get to him, when he was coaching. It's all just noise. Like you said, it's easy to sit up in the stands and say, well, you should have done this, you should have done that. In the heat of the moment, coaching is a different animal. I've coached with Mercer County a couple years here since I've been back. And it's, you know, you think as a player, I can go back. It's easy to coach. I mean, it's difficult to make an impression on high school kids. And he made it look so easy, so flawless. He was a mastermind calling an offense. So yeah, he never really let the outside noise or the pressure of just the Mercer County football program in general get to him. I think he fed off of that truly. And it drove him every day to try to make the kids the best version of themselves as possible.
Well, and I guess if you can kind of compare and contrast, so you go from your junior year getting an early exit to the from the playoffs, and then piecing that together your senior year where you play the 5 extra weeks and win the state title. So, you know, just what went into that senior year and Coach Dennison, you know, helping lead that charge to get that team to the state title?
Yeah, it's just a lot of preparation went into that year. I know I've talked about it before with you, Jim. Like you said, the early exit when we were juniors, and then going into the senior year, it just seemed like right after we got beat by Stark County, in the quarterfinals that previous year, everybody was back in the weight room, back out on the field as soon as possible, as soon as we could get out there. And the coaches kind of took that mindset too of, you know, that feeling really sucked. We didn't want to have that feeling again. So, it was just an incredible year and incredible preparation went into it. Coach Dennison and I really were working hand in hand that year on the offensive side, watching film, picking each other's brains on what we needed to do each and every week. And I remember the preparation for each playoff game was so detailed. And even through the regular season of that season, Coach Dennison did a great job of, you know, even when we played West Centrals or, you know, those lower level teams in the LTC, they made it feel like every week we were playing the best defense in the state. So that's how they prepared us. And it really showed through how everybody played that season.
Yeah. And I guess the other thing for me that I liked about Coach Dennison, I always thought he looked the part, you know, and I know this is kind of like a weird observation. I'm like, that dude wears the sunglasses the right way when he's coaching. He has he wears the visor the right way. He looks the part. He's got the good coaching attire on and the good coaching posture, and he holds the clipboard or the play card the right way. And I always tell people too, the other thing, you know, that the years where you travel and the coaches dress up, I remember that year. I'm like, that dude, he wears a blue blazer like a boss, man. He looks the part. And that's the other thing I remember about that year. But I just liked his body language, and I liked he played the part perfectly.
Absolutely. I mean, the guy just had a mystique about him that you wanted to go out there and play your tail off, you know, with him as your coach. He was a great motivator. like you said, had great posture on the sideline, knew when to fist pump exactly at the right time for everybody, you know. But in terms of motivation, he was second to none. I'll never forget before we were playing Amboy that senior year, Coach Dennison's giving his pregame speech. And like I said, he just had a mystique about him, and he's talking to us, and he pulls out of his pocket just a paper bag of grass, and everybody kind of was looking at him, and he's like, you know what this is? I brought a little bit of the George Pratt magic with us today. So just those little things, he knew how to motivate a team. He knew how to get everybody up and ready for a big game. And like you said, he really played the part well.
All right, and I guess as we finish up here, Tanner Matlick, 2013 graduate of Mercer County High School. You know, it's the one thing that we get this weekend, I tell people, it's a little bit of closure. And I think it's important for his family more than anything. In the height of the pandemic, you know, couldn't have the traditional visitation or the funeral services where the public can come out and share in the grief, right? They need to share in that. They need to celebrate that together. Couldn't do that. So we can really do it, you know, this weekend. And I think it's great because you can do it at Mercer County High School, and you can do it with a group of people to provide some closure and provide some celebration for a dude that is deserving of the celebration. So how important is that in all this?
Yeah, that'll be huge for the community, for the family, for everybody he's coached throughout the years to get – like you said, some closure. I remember when it happened, it all just didn't feel real to me because, you know, you couldn't go out and see the family and grieve with them or go to any type of ceremony. And that was really hard, being one of his former players. And because it was COVID, everybody's locked down. So I just kind of sat around the house just, you know, wishing that I could thank him one last time for everything he did for me through my playing days. And then even as just a mentor in my life, after my playing days were over, we would still text about whatever it was. So I just wish I could thank the guy one last time for everything, like I said, he did for me through my young life. So
yeah, so that's kind of a common theme here, you know, getting the text. And I was talking to Spencer Wood, and this is something I share in, you know, and I know you with the deep relationship that you've had from your playing days, you know, in high school and then at college. And even from my standpoint, you know, doing the local media and interacting with him a lot, it was like the thing I miss the most are like the random like texts that you would get that would be about something that would just be some like random observation about something, but it would be spot on. And you wouldn't get them regularly, you know, but it'd be just like every so often. And I'm like, man, it would make you laugh. And I'm like, he's right. Like if I'd be broadcasting like some weird game somewhere where it's not even Mercer County playing, but I'd get a random text about the game. And I'm like, well, that's bizarre. And what he's saying is right. You can probably relate to that, I'm assuming, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you said, it wasn't super frequent, but when he did text you, it was usually something he knew you thought would be either valuable or funny, or he shared some sort of memory with you in that way. So, yeah, those texts were always appreciated. And the first thing I did that week that Coach Dennison passed was go back through my phone, and I still had texts on my phone from him. So I just kind of scrolled through him and laughed and cried and felt all the emotions of, you know, somebody that you really value in your life being gone. So that was tough. But, yeah, those texts were always appreciated. And like you said, they were always spot on as well.
Well, and Spencer Wood gave that exact same story about after Coach Dennison passed, going back to his phone. And you described it perfectly, something he knew that you thought would be valuable or funny.
Yep.
And that's
absolutely
the perfect way to describe it. And I still have those threads on my phone. Great observations from Tanner Matlick. We really appreciate it. And we'll enjoy celebrating Brian Dennison this weekend. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Again, to Tanner Matlick, a 2013 grad of Mercer County High School, celebrating the life of Mr. Brian Dennison. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.